Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name, your name.
All right, good evening everybody, and welcome to Signs of Life Radio's Medium Insights Hour. This is a show where we get to explore the mindsets of many accomplished spiritual mediums on a variety of topics related to the study of consciousness, spirituality, and the afterlife. My name is Roman Karpyshka, and as your host every month, I considered it a privilege and honor to have these very informative one-on-one conversations with many super talented and gifted mediums, like today's medium, Janet Mayer. Janet Mayer is a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, who also sits on the Foundation's Medium Advisory Board. She's participated as a research medium in studies with the University of Arizona and has also worked with Dr. Jeff Tarrant in studies of brainwave correlations. Sorry. She spent 4 years searching for answers about a language that she spontaneously began speaking, and her journey led her to the Smithsonian Institute, where the language was identified and translated. As it turns out, Janet knows how to speak the languages of Yanomami, Fulmio, Tocano, and Kanamari, all from indigenous tribes in South America. These languages have continued to emerge over the past 20 years. And Janet is the author of Spirits, They Are Present, and she can be reached via her website at www.janetmayer.net. So our show is sponsored by a fine group of supporters, such as, of course, Janet Mayer, the Camelot Center, Love Knows No Death, Hugs from Heaven, Lloyd Auerbach, Dr. Perry Seti, and many others. So tonight's show, dear listeners, is conducted for research and informational purposes only. Your questions are more than welcome, but please keep in mind that we're not going to be conducting any readings tonight. Janet won't be doing any readings. It's purely informational. So if you have any questions for our dear guest, please feel free to call 1-888-627-6008. Okay, 1-888-627-6008. And our main topic of discussion tonight is working with spirits to gain insights for the new year. However, if my past podcasts are any indication of what may happen, we may certainly diverge into our conversation to other topics as well. So having rambled on enough already, I want to welcome you to the show, Janet. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Roman. How are you?
No, not too bad. Not too bad. Starting the new year very well. And how about yourself?
I'm doing well. I have a little bit of a cold, so if I start coughing, I apologize in advance.
Okay, I'm sure our listeners won't mind. Good thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have a very interesting background, especially regards to that foreign language thing. So how did you first react when you all of a sudden started speaking different languages? Like, what did you think?
Well, it was, you know, kind of a surprise to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm sure. It happened during a holotropic breath work. And
okay.
My sister was with me, and, you know, you really don't know how to react, so you just kind of, you know, it happened, and then you go home and you let it settle, and then the next thing is you figure out what you need to do with it, you know, and what's going on. And basically that's kind of where the journey took me, and I started, you know, going to different places and trying to find out if anybody could understand the language, because I knew that there was something coming through me. I knew it wasn't, you know, I wasn't making this up. There was something that was really working through me, and so it was really important to, you know, look into that and figure out, you know, what it was.
Was that your first thing with spirit? Was that your first indication that you had these gifts?
No, I've had them since I was a child. I've had different things where, you know, I saw my father standing in the doorway and I could see through him. I knew when my grandmother was going to pass. I've had, you know, people appear to me, and I've had a lot of different, you know, interesting angles that it's not just, you know, one nice little thing that happened. It took me on a journey through kind of a mix of everything, you know, anywhere right. from seeing someone to having, you know, experiences of knowing things that were going to happen before they happened. And a lot of it was when, you know, I knew when people were going to die. And I know that sounds,
right.
you know, really,
yeah.
you know, scary. But, it, mm-hmm. you know, and now I understand it as I'm older that it's a transition and that that's, mm-hmm. you know, really important to remember that it isn't, that they're not gone forever, that it
of
is
course.
Just a transition.
So was this... After this experience with the languages, is that when you became a medium? Is that when you realized that, hey, I can, you know, do good with this?
Yeah, I think it was actually like when I was in my teens, I knew there was something going on, and I knew mm-hmm. a lot of things, and, you know, I would tell my friends things or I would see something, but it kind of did, as I, you know, was in my 20s and 30s, it kind of really amplified, and I that's when I wanted to, you know, make sure that what I had was real, and
right.
so, you know, that's when I went to, you know, University of Arizona, and
mm-hmm.
I did that study for a while and found out that that went really well, and then, you know, I ended up with Forever yeah. Family Foundation,
mm-hmm.
and that was, you know,
right.
that was huge because
uh-huh.
it was really where I wanted to go in life, is I wanted to help other people who were going through, you know, grief and who were experiencing something, because, you know, especially, like, I look at this new year, you know, this is, with gaining insight into the new year, like my title
yep.
is, I feel like, you know, when someone passes, that starts a new year at that exact point for you. And, you know, we look mm. at the new year as, oh, we're going to do all these wonderful things, we're going to, you know, try this, we're going to experience that.
Mm.
And when we, on January 1st, we have this New Year's resolution that we want to, you know, we
do
want
this,
to be something more. But when
right.
when you have a loss, that starts a new year as well, and it's a whole
mm.
different world. It's a world
yeah.
of grief and experiences that you never
mm.
knew. It's, you know, when someone passes and they're moving on, you think they're gone forever, and, you know, they're not. They still exist. They're still
yeah.
they're still around. And I think that's really important to make sure that, you know, I wanted to get through, you know, tonight's
yep.
hour.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And let people
yeah.
know that they're still around and that they may have
wonderful.
Left their body, but their
mm-hmm.
their soul and their spirit is still here.
Right,
and I think
yeah.
that, you know, and so, you know, I think I wanted, you know, just like with working with Forever Family Foundation, and in this tonight's, you know, show, I wanted to let people know that you can have a continued relationship with your loved ones, and you don't have to be a medium. You know, everybody is, you know, we're who we are. This is a part of who we are, and that when we leave our body, we're still there. We're still something, and
right.
I want people to be able to connect to them, and that's a big thing for me.
Yeah, yeah. So anything, any insights that you've, like, we're very early into 2020, right? And
right.
just getting back to the main topic here with working
right.
for the new year, spirits, gain insights, that kind of thing. Have you seen anything, like, have you learned anything new from spirit in terms of what's ahead of us for 2020 or anything like that?
Well, mainly I've worked on for myself. I really haven't, you know, looked out into the world. I mean, there's a lot going on in the world, so, you know, that's just a whole ball of wax right there. So, I mean, I've been more working on my own individual experiences and where I'm going. Right.
I'm sorry. I'm hearing some background noise, but that's okay. So what are, like,
okay.
from your own perspective, what have you, what kind of insights have you gained from spirit with regarding the new year?
And, well, I think it's like mainly mm-hmm. one of the big things is mm-hmm. you know, sharing this gift, sharing it, letting people know that it's kind of like really hit me hard in the last couple of months to make sure that I let people know that they also have this ability, and it's your own personal ability. It isn't just a medium, you know, going to a medium, finding out what you need to know. It's also a personal experience.
Okay.
And it's like through your own heart, through your own soul, and it's becoming more aware of it. And I think the biggest thing is you have to start with an intention, okay? That's, you know, I kept hearing this all, you know, before the show, that this is what I need to speak of, is talk about the intention that you want to make with
right.
a loved one, with the connection with the other side. And, you know, it doesn't have to do with, you know, a religion. It's not science. It's just your own personal connection.
That's really
with
funny
someone.
Because when, you know, before the show, I was like thinking of questions to ask you. And
mm-hmm.
one of the questions was, you know, what does follow your heart mean to you?
And right. Well,
you just started describing it.
Right. Well, there you go. See,
mm-hmm.
we're in sync.
mm-hmm.
And I mean, and with that is not only like starting like by making an intention. And, you know, people have lost, everyone has lost someone. And everybody misses someone. And everybody, you know, they want that connection. And sometimes you're, you know, you're so far into your grief because it's new and it's really strong and powerful, and you don't have, you can't deal with anything else but that. And I understand that, and that's okay, because that's where you're all, where you are. But this is all a process. And when you get to that point, it doesn't matter if it's a week, a month, a year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years. You can still make that connection with a loved one, you know, who has crossed over. Okay. And I think when you do that is once you want to make that intention, the next thing is to pay attention. Okay? You have to have, you have to be willing to make the intention and then pay attention. Because then that allows you to have these synchronicities in your life. It allows you to, you know, have signs in your life. And I think that that's really powerful. But you have to get to that place. Yeah. You have to first go somewhere, and that is, you know, and I don't want to lose any readers, you know, any listeners on this, I mean, is you have to, you know, I don't want to say you have to meditate, but you do have to find, like, a quiet space, or go to a favorite place of a loved one, or go somewhere, or find a quiet time, and then invite them in, you know, and then sit and listen. You know, you may, you know, you may or may not get anything, but you're also starting, you know, as well. So, you know, I always tell people to find a quiet space, say a prayer, surround yourself in light, and ask them to come to you however it works best for you and them together. Because we always think, oh, well, they wouldn't come to me this way, or they're only going to come to me that way. And that's not true at all. That is not true at all. They will come in whatever way they can.
Interesting. We have a caller that wants to ask you a question. We have Marla from Maryland.
Wonderful.
We would like to have her on the show. So welcome, Marla.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi, Marla.
I'm good.
Good, so you got a question?
I do. I had one, and I'm hoping that it kind of correlates to what Janet was saying. But it sounds a little selfish, but my question is this. I know the personality and the soul are two different things, and I hear about, you know, and read about, you know, reincarnation or coming back, you know, multiple times for different lessons, but I'm tired of being here. And it's, I feel like, how does my personality stop my soul from sending me back here again?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I can't really answer that, because I feel like, you know, we come back as a choice. And even though you may be thinking at this time that it's not a choice, I do believe that it is a choice. And so there is something else that you want to know or to learn or to understand or simply to love or to feel. You know, there's all these different energies around you. And I think that the important thing is you need to not look at that. You need to change the narrative in your thinking with that and say, okay, obviously, I came here for a choice. This was my choice to be here. Why am I here? What do I need to learn? Or where can I go from here? And where can I explore? You know, instead of looking at it like, okay, I'm tired, I'm just worn out, I'm done, I've been through the mill, I've had a rough time. And I mean, and all those are true, probably for everyone here. Mm-hmm. You know, when we come here as, you know, as a school in a way. We come to learn. We come to understand or to experience. And so I feel like if you're here, you are here for a choice, and when it's your time to go, it will happen. You know, it's not that you can't look at it like, well, I'm just done with it. I don't want to be here anymore. I want you to look at it like, well, why am I here again then? There's, if I'm here, there's a purpose. What is my purpose? You know, help me find it. And that's one thing you can do by gaining insight. You can, you know, sit and try to meditate or relax, you know, and ask the other side, you know, why am I here? What is my purpose? Is there something else I need to be doing? And then see, wait and sit and just listen. And if you get a sense of something, tell them thank you. And you may not understand it, or you might want to write it down and think about it. But I want you to, you know, try doing something like that and trying to put it in a positive spin and trying to understand it. You see what I mean?
I hear what you're saying. It's just that I have a sister. There's five of us. And it's like there's things that connect us to each other. But it's like we're both like just so done. It's like, okay, we're done here. We're done and we don't want to come back.
Well, you know, can I interject with a thing? The way, just from my layman's perspective, and from like many things that I've read, I consider us to be born here as a choice for an accelerated learning program. Basically, when you're in spirit, which you always were and always will be, you can have anything you want, pretty much. Everything, you just wish it, and it pretty much, you get it. And where's the learning in that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of hardships that we have here in this world that makes us very tired. We can get sick. We can get, you know, all these things that are acting against us. And really, it's so that we can learn. That's the way that I see it.
Right. I agree. I mean, that's exactly, you know, what I've said. And I know it might not be easy. You know, I mean, life isn't easy. We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like that if we're here, there is a purpose and there was a choice with that, and that something will play out for us if we allow it to. But we have to allow it because, I mean, just for example, when I was struggling through this language, trying to find out what was going on with it and trying to figure it out, and people were, you know, saying, oh, well, I think you need a lot of help or you need this, and I was getting all this negative feedback, I kept saying, no, I know there's something more to this. I know that, and I can feel it. And so, you know, I just went with it and ran with it, and no matter how much negativity came up against it, I just kept going, and I ended up finding out, you know, something really important, that it really is languages and that they really have a message. You know, these spirits coming through really have a message, and that, you know, and one of the perfect messages right now is we need to be more earth-honoring people, and that couldn't be, you know, more true than it is right now. And I think that for something like that to come through that in another language that I don't even know, and then they're telling us and they're trying to put it out there and say, listen, you know, we're here, we're around you, and we're trying to help you. You need to pay attention and listen. And I think that that would be an important thing, with especially, Marla, with what you're going through, is to try to gain some insight. Try to, you know, sit in and be open to the experience and say, what do I need to know? What are you trying to tell me if I'm frustrated, if I'm unhappy, if there's a lot going on around me? What do I need to know that why I am here now? And see what comes through.
No, I have done that. It's just that, and I'm okay with this lifetime and being here. I'm just the future ones is what I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to come back here.
Don't worry about the future. Worry about right now, because the present is where you're at. You're right in the present, and worry about that. And you know what? If you did your job, you don't have to come back. You know, it's your choice. You don't have to come back. So just remind yourself of that, too.
Well, thank you so much. And I know, Roman, you lost a son before, so I just want to give you my heartfelt sympathies. I know
thank
that never goes away. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you both.
Thank you,
and a great question, by the way. Thank you so much.
Yes, it is.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
So,
I do, and I think that, you know, this is important, too, with the, you know, gaining insight. This is a perfect example that you can, you know, when you're, you know, frustrated or whatever is going on in your life, you can sit and, you know, sit down, take some time, take some space, and ask your, you know, your spirit guides or your loved ones around you to give you some wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times I, you know, write it down and date it and then see how it plays out. And it's really, it can play out in a really amazing way, you know, and that's important too.
Great. So we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, like we do always at around 20 after the hour. And when we get back, we got so many more fascinating things to talk about. I can't wait. So stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org Grief and Loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Am I Psychic is a mobile app designed using statistics, science, and parapsychological protocols to test psychic ability using fun games. Each game has two unique modes. In psychokinesis mode, influence the game using mind over matter ability. In extrasensory perception mode, guess which random option will be chosen. Am I Psychic can store your results in an anonymous database used to eventually publish in academic journals. Available on the App Store and Google Play. Go to ampsychicapp.com and be a part of proving psychic phenomena to the world. Some profits will be donated to the Rhine Research Center.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Signs of Life Radio's Medium Insight Hour. We're here with Janet Mayer, and we were just talking about some fascinating subjects related to working with spirits and how we gain insights into the new year. We had a really good caller, Marla from Maryland, called with a really good question that I hope we answered sufficiently, but I'm pretty sure we did. And, there's just so many things we can talk about here, Janet. One of the things that really comes to mind, you were talking about intentions before, and you kind of said that, you know, you do your intention, and then you can receive information and record that information and see where it can lead to, you know. I really subscribe to that, and I believe that that is a really strong thing to do. But one of the things that might be interesting to talk about is a good way to receive messages from spirit would be, you know, through some kind of meditation. And I understand that you have some kind of secret technique that you can share with us, right?
Right, I do. Well, you know, when you think about our world and how crazy it is, and we're going in all kinds of directions, you know, it's hard to stop and slow down and say, okay, now I'm going to meditate. You know, and I think that this is really important for a lot of the listeners, because, you know, when you say meditation, it's out the window. But the way I do it is kind of unusual. Is I start it with having a pen and paper in my hand or in my lap, and I would start my meditation, and, you know, I would surround myself in light. You know, you can say a prayer, whatever works best for you. But what I did, instead of just being open to what I hear or the calm, I created a path, okay, in my mind. I made a road. And it could be anything you want it to be. It could be, you know, dirt road, concrete. It could be, you know, a highway to the universe, whatever you want it to be. Just imagine that, okay? And once you imagine that, I want you to start walking on it. Because here's the thing. Your brain is going so much that sometimes we can't stop it. So if we're in a meditation and we're walking slowly down this path, it allows whatever we need to pop up onto the path. And it could be something like, oh, you know, tomorrow I forgot I have to do this at work, blah, blah, blah. Stop and write it down, and then just continue on your path, okay? Mm-hmm. And you keep walking on your path, and what happens is, before you know it, there's things that appear on the path, or you suddenly know as you're walking that you don't know how you know, or you don't know where it came from, but it's there. It's right there in front of you. And I think, you know, I did this for the longest time, and I would be like, oh, you know, I see this, or oh, this is coming to me. And then one day, all of a sudden, I realized there was someone walking next to me on the path, and it was my grandmother. And I think I just was so shook up when this happened that I literally came out and I was crying because I'm like, oh, my gosh, thank you for walking beside me. And as I kind of went back into it and walked, I realized she was there still, and I could hear her talking to me saying, you know, I'm always by your side. Almost like, well, of course I'm by your side. And it was kind of awakening for me because it made me realize that, you know, every day we're walking a path. From the moment we get up in the morning till we go to sleep at night, mm-hmm. we are doing something. And so if you're doing this in meditation and you're walking this path, you know, you'll find yourself stopping and kind of zoning out and going into that place where you, you know, are receiving information from a loved one, or you feel something. You might feel a touch, or you might all of a sudden know something you didn't know. And it's really amazing because it kind of gets you to the point of learning to meditate without that. So, I mean, there's still times that I'll go in and meditate, mm-hmm. and, you know, and all of a sudden I'll be like, okay, I don't feel like I'm in deep enough. I think I'll start walking down this path, or walking down this road. And it's different. It can be different all the time, or it can be the same one. But what it does is it's taking you somewhere that it's allowing you to let go of everything around you and just focusing on walking down that path. So yeah, it's kind of taking, you know, it's taking your own road.
Yeah, I see that to help get rid of the noise. There's so much noise going on.
Right, right. And I think that's part of it is it takes you out of that. And then if you know, something does jump up on the path, like, oh, I have to do this tomorrow, you can stop and write it down, and that allows you to release it and to move mm-hmm. forward, and then right. you keep walking.
Yeah, that's some really solid advice. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and it is. It's really simple. And the thing is, you know, mm-hmm. I always say that everybody is so busy out in the world, they don't have time to, you know, slow down or stop. So
yep.
this is a good way to make yourself slowly get to that point where you will stop. And then you eventually realize, you know, when you go into meditate, you're not really walking down a road anymore. All of a sudden, you're kind of like, oh, I'm just in this place, and I feel this, or I see this, or I hear this. And, you know, you start having these little experiences around you. And, you know, when you ask a loved one to come in, or you ask, you know, if you want to call a spirit guide or whoever you want to call it, an angel, whatever you want to call them, to come in and, you know, connect with you and give you information or let you know someone is okay, then that is a really good way to do it, too, because mm-hmm. then you're having your own personal experience.
Very cool. I see it as a way of blocking. I don't know if blocking is the right word, but, you know, your ego is not your friend. The ego
right.
is something that is always saying, giving you the what ifs and making you doubt yourself and all that kind of stuff. And I think by doing this kind of method, you're feeding the ego with, like, okay, I'll address this. I took it down. You're satisfied. Okay, let me move on, kind of thing.
Right.
But at the right. same and, time.
And,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, go on. I was going to say, and you know, you can ask them as you're walking down this path, and, you know, you want to see a loved one, someone you haven't seen in a long time, or someone who has recently passed, and okay, you may not see them immediately. I'm not saying you will, but you're putting out that intention, and then you're also paying attention. And by doing that, that is huge because the other side feels that energy from you. They know that. And, you know, I always say it's kind of like, you know, when someone comes to your front door and they knock, if you don't answer, they're going to go away, right?
Yep.
And they might come back. They'll probably come back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you acknowledge them and you answer them, you answer the door, you now have made a connection. So by, you know, going into this meditation and you're opening the door to them, you're letting them know that, okay, I'm there, I'm here. let's connect. And then when you get something from them and you say thank you, you've now finished that, and you're telling them, okay, you got the message, they heard you, and they know that it's okay. Because you don't want them to go, it's not like they're going to go away and never come back. They'll come back when they need to, and they're around when you need it. Sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't, but they're there.
When are they around? Like, that's a question that I had. I mean, we find it, not all of us can see spirit. The people that can see spirit are people like yourself, mediums.
Right.
I wish I could see spirit. I wish I could see my son 100%. But I can't. Can my son see me at any time? How does that work? Like, is it a one-way communication that is full-time and the other is like only set by intention? How does that work in your opinion?
No, I think they're around you a lot. I think that they can be around. I always say I don't believe that they're around 24/7. I think they can be. I don't believe they are, because I feel like, how boring would I be for somebody to be around me 24 hours a day?
Right.
So
right,
I kind of look at it like when you're sending that energy out to them, you love them. You're sending love. You're sending thoughts out to them. They hear that. They pick up on that. And they can be right next to you. I mean, I've heard voices come in right next to my ear. They have to be right there. They're right there.
Mm-hmm.
They can be in front of you. They can be around anywhere around you. But I feel like it's... when you're thinking of them or you're connecting, they pick up on that energy. They pick up on that love. They pick up on something you're going through that could be really difficult. And I think they show up a lot around those times, because that's when you need them, or when you want, you want that comfort. We want the comfort of our loved ones to be there. We ask them for help. And even if you think, I haven't heard from them, they're there, and there's sometimes you just get that feel, and I'm sure you've felt that. You know that, and you may not be able to place it, but you know they're right there,
Let me share something with you. Before my son passed, like the person that was closest in the world to me was my grandfather on my mother's side, who crossed over back in 1987, and he died young. He was like 66 years old, died from secondhand smoke from my granny. Anyways, long story short, he was, hands-on, kind of like really, roughed up hands from working all his life and helping people. He was a very good guy. And one of the things that I inherited from him was this, it's like this drawer with about maybe 40 different little drawers in it with different screws and, stuff he collected over the years inside. So I took that home, and whenever I need like an odd screw for something, like a bolt that needs an odd shaped screw or whatever, I reach out, go, Dido, which is grandfather in Ukrainian, and I said, Dido, help me find the right screw. And you know what? I find it. It's never failed. I always find something in that little thing that I took of his. You know what I mean? Isn't
yeah,
that crazy?
And that's cool.
Yeah, it is. Really,
I mean,
cool.
That shows you that it's like he's there with you, saying, "Oh, here it is. We have it."
Yep.
I have it. And I mean, and that's how it is, and that's how it works. I mean, it's there's so many signs all around us, and the interesting thing is too is, with being from Missouri, our motto is the Show Me State, and I always say, okay, you have to show me on the other side. You have to show me something, and I have to see it, or I want to hear it. You have to show it to me. And, I have one of these things that in my house, I have things that move. I have pictures that turn sideways. I have, pictures that come off the wall sideways. I have, things that start. I've had TVs freeze with a quote that will say something like, "Women in spirit." I mean, I have all these crazy things that happen, but I always acknowledge it. And I think that when something happens around somebody, they're like, oh, that's just a coincidence. That's not really.
Yeah.
Instead of that, if people say, Thank you. I got it. What? That opens the door and you get more. I mean, for example, just like last month, it's the anniversary of my mom's passing was last month. And I said, Mom, can you just give me a sign? I said, I know you're around. I said, but for some reason this morning, it was the exact date of her passing. And I said, just give me something that I'll understand. And, and then I went and turned on the TV, so, it was early in the morning. I always watched the weather and traffic for my husband before he heads off to work. And the first thing that popped on was, the newscaster saying, "Today is National Bacon Day." And I just, my eyes opened, and I just almost started crying, because I knew that was my instant sign right away. Right. And it's that because when my sister called to tell me my mom passed, they were out of town.
Uh-huh.
And when she called me, I was in the kitchen frying bacon.
Wow.
And, you know, and it was one of those things that I was mm-hmm. like, okay, it's National Bacon Day, and here it is. I was making bacon, and I'll never forget that moment because
right. mm-hmm.
that was the exact moment I found out, and I remember standing over, you know, frying bacon for my son who was in from college at the time.
Right.
And so I think that, you know, signs come in unusual ways, and I also think it's important not to expect something exactly specific. You know, you can do that, but I think if you're open to letting them show you the way that you both need to see it, because then that gives it a little deeper, a little bigger connection, instead of saying, well, I just want to see this. You know, I just want to see that. I think if you say, you know, show me in a way that I will understand. Give me,
right.
you know, give me some insight, or let me gain some wisdom today from you in some way. And then, you know, you're going to find something. And people tell me all the time in readings, clients are always telling me, well, you wouldn't believe this, but this happened. And it's just, it's amazing, but it's so beautiful because it's really there. Really, you know, our loved ones really
yeah.
exist around
mm-hmm.
us.
Right. That's very fascinating. I also think that there's some kind of veil. There is a veil between this world and the next world, and there's a bit of mystery. There's a lot of mystery in there, and some mysteries are meant not to be revealed. So I think that has a one of the reasons that, you know, the signs can't be that clear. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if they're that clear and it becomes a science, then the mystery's gone, and, well, it just, there's something fascinating about it, which makes life fascinating in itself, you know, the whole mystery of everything,
right.
you know what I mean? And it adds to the learning experience. And when you do gain some insights, it makes it that much more meaningful that you were able to cross that veil and get some information on the other side of the veil rather than it being spoon-fed to you.
Right, right. And
I think
that's important because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we are here to learn and we are here to
yeah.
experience, so we can't be handed all our, you know, all the answers. But it's
right.
nice to have someone out there, you know, on
yeah.
the other side around
mm-hmm.
us, surrounding us, you know, who
yeah.
has just transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have someone there that, you know, it's okay. It's going to be okay. And
yeah.
I think that that's sometimes, you know, all you need to get through that day or to get through that moment. And I love that they're around, and I love
mm-hmm.
always hearing, you know, from people who have had really, you know, wonderful connections.
Have you, do you see this pattern where the longer somebody's in, or the longer somebody is in spirit, let's say they've been in spirit for many years, the signs become less frequent?
I'm so glad you brought that up
okay.
because that is one thing I also wanted to speak about is
okay.
I had a visitation from my grandma almost 20 years after she passed.
Okay.
And
wow.
it was super clear.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me information about something that happened to someone that was here.
Okay.
And I was so blown away because I thought, oh my gosh, I haven't seen her since I was, you know, a teen. I was maybe 13, I think.
Yep.
And she came to me, you know, 20 years later. And I thought, how amazing is that? And even in readings I've had it where people say, oh, well, you know, they're probably not going to come around, they've been gone. And I'm like, no, because there isn't time on the other side like time is here. It doesn't exist that way. We have a frame of time here
right.
for
mm-hmm.
us, but time doesn't exist on the other side like it does here. And so, you know, it's like it was yesterday. I mean, she looked wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, actually, she looked even better than I remember her before she passed.
Wow.
So it was, you know, really... It was really wonderful to see that and to know that. And I do not believe that, you know, it fades. I think maybe we change and we get used to being in a different place with someone, you know, who has passed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we don't think we need those signs or, you know, we don't need something, you know, something to show us that they're okay because we already know that. We've already experienced that or had that experience with them.
Yeah. yeah.
So I think maybe that's part of it too.
Yeah. And your concept, you know, I think time is a man-made concept. It is
yes.
completely made by man to kind of divide our, you know, give us some divisions of our lifetime. And you know, in micro bits, I guess, for lack of
right.
a better term.
Well, and you know, and even so too, like, you know, sometimes you'll have visions or you'll see something with a reading of, you know, you might see a small child, and then you might see another reading where the child is, you know, has aged. And it's mm-hmm. it's kind of amazing because you think, oh, well, you know, they didn't really stop.
It?
You know,
yeah.
they continue on.
Yeah, yeah. Or they might, yeah, I think they present themselves the way that they feel they need to present themselves to you.
Right,
you,
right.
You know?
Right.
Because I've had readings where my son has aged, and I've had readings where he's still a five-year-old.
And, right. See, that's just, yeah, that's it exactly. And it's I think that when that happens too, it depends what space you're in, and it depends, you know, where mm-hmm. you're at the time, and you know, you may need something that's calm and peaceful, or you may need something, a reminder of a feeling that they're trying, you know, he's trying to bring through to you,
right.
a certain, you know, specific feeling that you might need at that time. So I think, you know, that's mm-hmm. really important to remember that too is, you know, when we open up to the, you know, our loved ones, you know, open up to whatever they want us to see or experience, because they also know where we're at and they know
right.
how we feel, because it's a lot of, you know, it goes by love and emotion and
right.
the connection of our light.
Yeah. Now, when you have, when you give readings, this has happened to me where, you know, specifically, I mean, when I go to readings, it's to see my son, obviously, you know.
Right.
That's the most devastating thing that ever happened to me. But my, you know, other people come through as well. And sometimes he doesn't come through and it's other people. So do you see that a lot where the intent was set for one spirit to come through, but others have come through instead?
Yes, yes, that does happen. It's, you know, it's kind of like when as a medium, when I open, it's, mm-hmm. you know, whoever wants to come through. And
yeah.
I just honor that. I can't say, well, you know, I'm feeling this. I mean, sometimes I will, you know, automatically feel something instantly. Mm-hmm. And other times I'll be sitting there and I'm like, okay, I feel like, you know, they're coming through this way and it's someone older, or it's, you know, it could be a friend, or it's just whoever wants to come through can come through. I don't specify that only this one person can come through, because I don't believe it works that way. I think
right.
that it really just depends on the energy. It depends on who wants to come through, you know,
yeah. uh-huh.
the strongest, or also who connects with you the strongest at that time, or connects with me the strongest at mm. that time. You know, we can't, you know, I have to be open to whatever is coming through.
Yep. And I'll tell you, like, my grannies, they always come through.
Oh, yeah.
Grannies, they want to be there. They live for that stuff. I'm telling you.
I think they do. There's a lot of them that they like to come through. You're right.
It's true, yeah.
But it's also, you know, and the thing is, too, is, you know, sometimes somebody will come through and you might even feel that it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a granny, and it end up, it could be more of a mother, or, you know, it could mm-hmm. be a close friend who was like a granny, you know,
it could
so
be, yeah. mm-hmm.
you have to just kind of go with what you're getting
yeah.
and hope, you know, that you know, the client will understand who
yeah,
it is.
I understand. I was just relating from my own experience.
Yeah.
But you know what? We need to take another quick commercial break. This is super fascinating. I'm having such a great time. I hope the listeners are. I'm sure they are. So we're going to be back after a few commercial breaks. Stay tuned, everybody. We got lots more interesting stuff coming. Thank you.
The Camlac Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlac Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death, and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925 203-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program. Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Parisetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at ForeverFamilyFoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
All right, all right. Welcome back, everybody, to Signs of Life Radio's Medium Insight Hour. Thank you so much for sticking around. We are having just an amazing conversation here with Janet Mayer, and we were talking about all kinds of cool things related to, we started off with working with spirit to gain insights for the new year, but of course we diverged into other topics that were even more fascinating, I think. And, we don't have that much more time left in the show, but I know that a lot of our callers, Janet, are, people that have lost loved ones. It's the foundation of the whole Forever Family thing. It's the raison d'être, if you will, of why wonderful organizations such as Forever Family Foundation exist. It's to help people with their grief and all that. And before,
right.
I didn't like the world before these kind of organizations came out, where everything was textbook and, you know, the five stages of grieving and this and that. And it just, it made it sound so clinical. And I think grieving is a much more personal thing. Everybody's grieved differently. And, you know, a lot of people have the misconception that in order to grow or to learn or to thrive, you have to first escape the grief, the clutches of grief, like it's a real bad thing. And, you know, I've gone through it, and I don't subscribe to that at all, and I think a lot of our listeners would agree with that. As a matter of fact, you know, grieving, I think, can be a connection with the spirit. What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, grief is very individual, and mm-hmm. like you said, there's not a time stamp you can put on it. And if somebody comes up and says, "Oh my gosh, they've been grieving for a year, they need to move on," you know, that just goes right through me. I'm like, grief is individual, and grief mm-hmm. it's heavy, it's soft, it comes, it goes, it waves, mm-hmm. and I mean, you just have to go with it and experience it. But it isn't something that, when you're going through grief, that you still can't have a connection. You can. I mean, it may be difficult because you're going through grief, you're in grief, mm-hmm. but, you know, I mean, some days happiness is an accomplishment, you know, that's just something to get through. And and I think that when you're experiencing this, that if you continue to talk to them and let them know, they know you're experiencing this, they can feel it. It's all about emotion and energy mm-hmm. and the heart and love, and they feel that, and they know that you're going through that, and they're still trying to give you little signs along the way, or they're trying to come through and let you know, that mm-hmm. they're there, they're still around. But, you know, when you're deep in this grief, sometimes you don't see that, and you think, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get to talk to him because I wasn't out of it by now. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if you're going through something, go through it. And if you can't deal with being around people or whatever, that's okay. That's where you're at that time in your life, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, grief is a process. And I think the same way mm-hmm. with, you know, experiencing spirit or a loved one, that's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
just learning to connect. And, you know, I know that there's people that they plea and beg, and they're like, just give me something. And, you know, and then they think, oh, I didn't get it. Well, chances are they might have gotten something, but you have to be open to it, and you also mm-hmm. have to pay attention.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know about you, but when you're experiencing grief, you don't pay attention. You're in your own world, and you're in your own place.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of why people will say, oh, well, you can't get anything unless you come out of it. Well, you know, that's not true. You really can receive something from spirit,
mm-hmm.
and you can receive signs from them. It's just basically listening and paying attention to them and setting that intention, letting them know. And I think they all, you know, our loved ones know that. When they cross over, when they transition, they know that they want to send us a sign. You know, I received a sign
mm-hmm.
instantly from my mom, and so did my siblings. And it was amazing the way it came through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like, oh, my gosh, I just felt at peace immediately. But the thing is that mm-hmm. when you're going through something like this, you know, you have to understand that it's okay to be in that place and to say that, you know, right now I can't deal with this. I need to deal with my own issues, my own grief, and let that be, you know, number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I remember a conversation Bob Ginsberg had with one of his many, on one of his many radio podcasts, and it really, really resonated with me. He basically said that, you know, you grieve because you love.
Right.
You know, one
that's
is,
it exactly.
Yeah, and the stronger the love, the harder the grief. It's like the higher you go, the harder you fall, and it's going to be there no matter what. And
still have to remember that you know, you have more power than you believe. You have more within you than you believe.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much you're going through, you know, and no matter what you're experiencing, there's still that connection there. It's still there, and it will be there, and it's always there. And it doesn't mean that you have to try to talk to someone every day. You know, it's just when you want to go into that place and experience that and say, hey, you know, I just wanted to drop in and say hi, you know, and thanks for, you know, being my parent, or thanks for, you know, this, or thanks for that. I think that's important too.
Yeah, would I rather have my you know, loved ones here with me in physical? Of course.
Of course.
You know, but there's no substitution for that. But just knowing that, you know, that their existence has not been wiped out
is
a very, very positive thing, and that at some point you will reconnect, you know.
I agree. And I think that, you know, when you listen to your heart or listen with your heart, you mm-hmm. know, it opens you up. And I think that our loved ones connect with us that way. And that's, you know, it's they're generous and they want to. They want to connect with you. It's not like you're pulling them away from something. It's mm-hmm. that you're opening your heart. They hear you and they're responding. And they're like, yay, we got through, you know, yay. And I think mm-hmm. that, you know, that's really important too. You know, our loved ones want to connect with us. And when they do, and if somebody's like, well, I just can't do that, well, that's okay. There's not mm-hmm. a wrong in this. It's just simply if you want to do that, if you want to connect with someone,
right.
it's there. It's there, and it's always right. been there. It doesn't matter who you are. This is part of who we are. You know, this is what we are.
What do you think about the fact that, you know, once you cross over, your loved ones will be waiting there for you?
Oh, I think so. I've seen that. I've seen okay. in readings people mm-hmm. that have waited for their loved ones, and they've been there. And I'm just like, I look forward to, you know, having a big party and celebrating. I mean, I had an experience many, many years ago where I was reading, and a lot of times when I read, I get into this zone, and I think that takes me to that place that I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I had this vision of a celebration, and it was, you know, this big party going on, and I suddenly came out of, you know, reading thinking, What's going on? And all of a sudden I thought, oh my gosh, they're letting me know that someone's about to pass. And I just sat there really calm, and I didn't, you know, I didn't freak out, and I just said, okay, you know, where is this coming from? And I just knew that it was going to take place within a couple of days, and it
right.
did.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is it was like they were letting me know in advance that they were setting up for a celebration. And I
right.
mean, that gave me so much peace to know that when that person crossed, they're waiting for them, and they're
yeah.
celebrating, and they're together,
mm-hmm.
and you're united in whatever way, you know, you feel it, because it's not a physical connection, but it is a spiritual connection. And just imagine, you know, the happiest that you feel, and just
multiplied
imagine that, like,
million.
Amplified.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely. I look forward to that, and I at the same time, I look forward to seeing what the rest of my journey here on Earth
It's
going to bring me as well. You know what I mean? Because
right.
we're here to learn, and
you
got to give it its due course. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's very
yeah.
true.
Absolutely. Well, listen. Before we leave, I just want to give everybody some information about how they can contact you and everything. So, I guess the best way is to go to your website, which is www.janetmayer.net. Correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's one word, small letters, there's no spaces, and
right.
it's spelt like it sounds, Janet Mayer, MAYER.net, and I guess that's where they can go to book you if they want to get a reading from you.
Right, they can go to, they can read up on my website, and then they can email me, and we can go from there.
And how far, just roughly, how far are you booked in advance?
Probably about at least 6 months out.
You're about 6 months out. Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's, wow. I mean, hey, if you're good, you're good, right?
Well,
good for you.
Well, thank
good
you.
Too.
But,
yeah,
you know,
well,
that's just how I work. And
yeah.
and I'm, you know, I'm really careful the way I book, so I don't
mm-hmm.
like to, you know, I like to give people time, because
yep.
what I do is I write out my notes beforehand, because
mm-hmm.
I meditate, you know, two or three times before each reading, and
okay.
I write out all my notes and give it to them.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So, hey, Janet, it's been such a pleasure having you on. I think you're amazing. I think our audience thinks you're amazing. I know they know you're amazing, and I look forward to our next conversation. I'm sure it's going to happen. And
well, thank you, Roman. I really enjoyed talking to you. You're a great guy.
Oh, thank you. Jeez. Oh, shucks. So listen, everybody, thank you again for joining in. This has been the Medium Insights Hour, and as Bob and Fran love to say, that, you know, our loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it someday. I totally believe that, and so should you. So thank you again, and good night, everybody.